with Pastor Derek earlier this week. You can put the first slide up there, who we are. In Prince Charles, in L.A. Matheson, Quantlandt Park, to reach in and minister the good news of Jesus there. And young men and women, boys and girls, are coming to this beat-up old building to hang out with Christian brothers and sisters who love them. And we've seen lives transformed. We've heard people coming to faith. And it's just been so exciting. And Derek and I are up and talking about it. And I say, well, that kind of falls in line with our motto. And he says, yes, Frank, you know what? You should put that motto up there every week or so and explain what it is, who we as a group of people have decided who we are. Almost 24 years ago, I believe, Pastor Lorne Bergen gathered a bunch of Mennonites from the lower mainland and say, we want to do something in North Delta. We want to do something new. We want to plant this church with the specific goal of reaching our neighbors and family and the people around us. And we're going to do something weird. We're going to plant a cell church, which is really a different model. It's the whole idea that the small groups we meet in, are what we call Bible studies, are actually the central core of the church. And we're going to meet in our homes, and we're going to worship, and we're going to care for one another, and we're going to invite our neighbors to join us. And that started Living Hope Christian Fellowship 24 years ago in a school gym, Pinewood School Gym in North Delta. And after a while, that got kind of unsustainable simply because the janitor wouldn't always open the school on Sunday mornings. And God opened an opportunity to move a little bit further east to West Wally, where he's planted us. And in God's vision, he knit that small group of people together as a church and said, I have a mission for you. And that mission's in West Wally. And swoop, plonk, he put them here. And they, in the process of doing this, and I say they because I've only been involved for the last 4 years, but they came up with this motto, a quick way of summing up what they are and who they are and what they're doing. And this is it. Oops. Loving God and sharing Him with others. Pretty simple, eh? But I want you to get that in your mind, because churches, groups of people, God says, this is the mission I have for you. I want you to love me and share Him with others. And it's happening. So let's just keep that in mind. Derek was saying, hey, you know, Frank, let's focus on this. Bless you, Derek, wherever you are. And we, along with that, we have a vision which kind of adds a little more detail to it. And here is Living Hope's vision. We strive to be a gracious community of believers. That means we care for each other. We actually extend to one another the forgiveness and the kind of grace that Jesus has given to us. So that's what we strive to be, a gracious community of believers, demonstrating the love of Jesus Christ through service, reaching out to the world around us to join in a deep and joyful relationship with God. And that's actually what we do. When we put on Vacation Bible School, that's a way of saying, come in. We want you here. We love you. We want to serve you. When we do Sunday school week after week, that's a way of saying, we love your kids. We want to bring you here. When we, Rudy, put on our, and Rudy and Corrine and Alvina and Tom put on our Halloween candy giveaway in 3 or 4 weeks, it's our way of saying, dear community, Rob, Funks, we love you and we want you to come here, right? Are we going to do it again this year, Rudy? Alvina, Tom? Yes? Who's going to spearhead it this year? Rudy, you've been volunteered once again. Bless you. And I want to say this, you know, once a month, and this was just, Rudy got a bee in his bonnet because Derek does drop-in on Tuesday nights when the rangy-tang young men of the community, the guys like Scott and me, come here and cause chaos and mayhem but hang out with men and women who love them. That's a way of serving the community. And then Rudy said, well, you know what? They look hungry. So every month, Rudy organizes a meal where we serve them in the name of Jesus Christ, demonstrating the love of Jesus Christ through service, reaching out to the world to join us in a deep and joyful relationship with God, because that's where we're aiming. Because the purpose of life is to have a deep and joyful relationship with God. When Jesus Christ came into my life, suddenly I realized my purpose wasn't just to accumulate money, have a wife, get stuff. My purpose was to be in love with God who created me and made me to live forever. Amen? And for you too. And in that is every good thing we could hope for. So, I was at a conference yesterday thinking about this stuff. And the conference was called Our Stories Shape Us: History, Faith, and Practice of the Indigenous Church in Canada. Now, if you have any inkling of what powerful nations tend to do to indigenous peoples, it was done here. When white Europeans immigrated to this country starting 400 years ago, we entered into a series of treaties with the large population who was living here, and we almost without fail broke them one after another and subjected them to very cruel treatment as the powerful newcomers. We brought death and destruction to their ways of lives and treated them as subhuman. And within the last century and a half, the Christian church institutionally participated in that kind of destruction. The residential school system was supposed to destroy the culture of the people who were here. It's taken me a long time to wake up to that. How would I feel if the RCMP showed up at my front door, took Zoe and Benita from me, and to some enforced school maybe several hundred kilometers away, made them stay all year long, refused to let them speak English, beat them if they spoke English, often physically and emotionally abused them, sometimes sexually, and sometimes they even died there. In the name of the church, the Anglican Church of Canada, the United Church, a number of others, I don't believe Mennonite institutions did it, but in the name of Jesus Christ, this was done. Wouldn't you imagine that that would leave a sour taste in people's mouths towards Jesus and God? Well, that was one of the first questions that these men and women answered yesterday. These are people with their doctorates in Christian theology, but whose identification is Mi'kmaq or Saulteaux or Salish, First Nations people. And the question was, and one of them said, people often ask me, how after all the church participated in against you, can you be a Christian? And he said this, because I'm a follower of the birth, life, teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, because I don't follow an institution, I follow a man who is God in the flesh. I follow Jesus. I'm in love with Jesus. And Jesus cuts through the mess that we add onto things, doesn't he? I'm a follower of the birth, life, teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Son of Mary and Joseph, Son of God, who came and gave himself for all men and women. So remember our motto? Loving God and sharing him with others. And our vision. We strive to be a gracious community of believers, demonstrating the love of Jesus Christ through service, reaching to a world around us to join us in a deep and joyful relationship with God, because we only have one message, isn't it? We have Jesus Christ and the love given through him, because God loves you and he has revealed that love through his Son, Jesus Christ, and it will even cut through abuse done wrongly in his name. Jesus transcends all the mistakes that humans and their broken institutions make. So who is this man who walked on water? And what does he want from us? And I'm using this as a lead-in to the Alpha video. Jesus was asked what he wanted from people, and he said this: don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life the Son of Man can give you, for God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. They replied, can you do the next one, Thomas, for me? It's broken? They replied, we want to perform God's works too. What should we do? And here is all that God requires of you and of me. Jesus told them, after a brief pause, well, he thought, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent. So we're going to watch a video now. And the title of the video is Who is Jesus? And I would encourage you to take notes because there's stuff on here that brings the truth through to you. This is the first alpha video on the course. And I have twofold reason for doing this. One, who is Jesus fits completely in with our series of Jesus I Am statements. And this sets the background why you should believe in Jesus, why he is good reason to believe he really came and was the Son of God. And two, I would like to challenge us as a church to embrace the Alpha program, which is a way of inviting our neighbors and friends to come hear about Jesus. In the new year, I would like to run all these videos, perhaps two a night, one evening during the week, for about a month and a half, and then challenge us, after we've seen these videos, what the course involves, to say, yes, I'd like to be involved. Let's put on an Alpha program in that church so we can invite our friends and neighbors to know and to believe in the one that God has sent. So, get your notes ready, and Thomas, if you're ready, we'll go with the Who is Jesus video. Talk about your son, pour it deep into our heart, and allow us to share it with others. Amen.
Lekasai shu lemuna kho mulemuna le ta hilokwi oni hiniko
and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me.
Do sita patota abua phu do suble we do siweda ai me yino kho le thu golo mata ile ta sino thoke ya agonit ki.
Would you pray and give thanks for the Lord's broken body?
Lord, as we take this bread, we remember that you are the bread of life. Thank you for giving your life for us. You feed our souls, you nourish our hearts. And Father, we pray that you'll give us the courage, the perseverance to run the race before us. Would you guide us into just as the life that you have given us, may we live according to your will, may we live continuously for you, God. And thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it.
Dinia to seko ota ot taleha o window hini lokoda siweda loko imita elo olo athole yutwinilo peda thu ota it su sudo male tathino toya agoniki.
For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again.
Agadi I pethu oko I do olo ko I to susuni thudine platokasa ado theata do a heni long.
Lord, we remember your blood flowing from the wounds you took for me and for Bless and for every one of my brothers and sisters here and for this entire world of people. You created us and you loved us and you shed your blood for us that we might be set free and have life, and we thank you for this. In your name, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated while we're going to stand. What kind of song we got?
Sit or stand.
Sit or stand. Is this a stander? Delightful circumstance. We have so many people here today. we have actually run out of communion cups. So what's happening right now is Sylvester has run downstairs, scurried like a bunny, and is filling up a bunch of extra ones. And so for those of you who missed out, please join me after the benevolent offering up front and after that part of the service is formally finished, after the final song, and we shall gather here and celebrate the Lord's shed blood together. Is that all right? How many, number of you at the back and the service here? Well, just join me at the very end of the service here to celebrate the Lord's shedding blood. So, for those of you who have... Remember, he shed his blood, the creator of the world, Jesus Christ, through whom all things are made, so you and I could have a relationship of love and peace with him. Let us take this together. Amen. I'll ask for the benevolent offering. Would the servers please come forward as an expression of our love God and sharing with others? We take a benevolent offering at the end of the service. Stand for us, and the ushers will come by and take a benevolent offering.